This is one that apparently I have to do every year. I got away without doing it last year, but my friend from South Georgia is here again. He asked me if I'd do it. And this is called The Unreconstructed Rebel. And this is not meant to offend anybody. This song's over 100 years old, so it's pretty neutralized by now, we hope. Incidentally, this is supposed to be the original tune to the song that later became the Wabash Cannonball. Oh, I'm a good old rebel, that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fit against it, I only wish we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Constitution, this great republic too. I hate the freedman's heroes in uniforms of blue. I hate the nasty eagle with all his brags and fuss. The lion, thief, and Yankees, I hate them worse and worse. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence, too. I hate the glorious banner, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the nasty armies, I fit them all I could. I fought with General Robert Lee for 4 years near about. Got wounded in 3 places and starved on Point Lookout. Was sick with rheumatism, of camping in the snow. But if I kill some Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish it was 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em, and that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn. Thank you.
Jim Luce from down Titusville way.
Coming here from Titusville, which is in Brevard County, which is the home of Cape Canaveral, and all the shooting and the fussing and the quick pace of the fastest growing county in the United States, coming to a peaceful and serene atmosphere such as this is quite a change. But one of the things we have gotten in the habit here of doing, along with Mark, is getting you to sing along with us. Last year was my first year here with Ed Fleming. Many of you remember him from being here years past. This is the first one Ed's missed in many years, isn't it, Cousin Thelma? He's at the University of North Carolina this year, doing some re-education, and they pulled a quick exam on him on Friday, and he couldn't get away. Now, it feels mighty strange to be standing here by myself, because I don't think I've ever sung in front of a group without Ed. But I'll see what I can do anyway. This is a song from Africa, and it's one that you're going to help out with. And I happened to listen to the tape from last year. All this is being taped, in case you didn't know it. And one of the unfortunate things, I think, is that you don't sing loud enough for it to be picked up by these microphones. So I'm going to have to ask you to really sing out so that you get recorded on tape for posterity, because you have the most beautiful voices. I assume you understand that. I'm going to have two groups on this. I'm going to ask this side over here and up right to the center here. You're going to be group one. You're going to have to learn one part of it. And then from this section over, you're group two, and you're going to have to learn a second part of it. And you're going to swap back and forth, so learn all the words at once, and then we'll divide you up into two groups. The words are real simple. You sing one verse in African, a native dialect, and then the other one in English. First one goes, I zigga zimba simba si oh, I zigga zimba simba zee, I zigga zimba simba si oh, I zigga zimba simba zee. That's real easy. Let's hear you all sing it now all together. I zigga zimba simba si oh, I zigga zimba simba zee, I zigga zimba simba si oh, I zigga zimba simba zee. You're mighty weak. You'll never get on tape. Three times as loud now. I zigga zimba simba si oh, I zigga zimba simba zee, I zigga zimba simba si oh, I zigga zimba simba zee. A little better. Second part is, see him come, the Zulu warrior. Three times as loud as you sang last time. See him come, the Zulu warrior. See him come, the Zulu chief. See him come, the Zulu warrior. See him come, the Zulu chief. See the chief, see the chief. Very good. Now, while one group sings, I zigga zimba zimba zio, that will be over here. The other group on signal, you come in with, see the chief. You ready? Gonna get this group going first. I zigga zimba. Right down the middle here and over. I zigga zimba zimba zio. I zigga zimba zimba zee. I zigga zimba zimba zio. I zigga zimba zimba zee. Keep it up, let me hear you. See him come, the Zulu warrior. Zimba, zimba, zio, I zigga zimba, zimba, zee. See him come, the Zulu warrior. See him come, the Zulu chief. Number two's one over number ones. So we'll switch. You're number two now, and you sing, see him come, and you sing I zigga zimba. Ready?
I zigga zimba zimba zio, I zigga zimba zimba zee, I zigga zimba zimba zio, I zigga zimba zimba zee.
See him come, the Zulu warrior. See him come, the Zulu chief.
Round each other out. Thank you.
Sitting here all ready to come and look in pretty as pinks are our guests from way out in Montana, Evelyn and Fiddler Bob Beers. And their actions will speak much louder than my words.
We're going to do two Appalachian tunes, The Wind and the Rain, and Across the Blue Mountains.
When walking side by side, oh,
We have a special treat here. I hope I can pronounce his name. Marcello Truzzi. Now, I know that the sun is overhead and the good smells are coming from the perlow that the senior class is serving back there. I hope you'll go eat it all up after a while. But this is a folk festival, and you're supposed to get real hungry before you eat. And there's lots more program before I dismiss you to spread your dinner on the ground. All right. It's wonderful to have you, Marcello.
John Jacob Nile song.
Oh, they'll hang me, they'll hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Oh, I wouldn't mind the hanging, but it's being dead so long. Oh, it's lying in the cold, cold ground, in the dark, in the wind, in the chill. Arms are being hung so high on the top of Hanging Hill. Now, when I was a young man before I was gray, I played it many a card game, and I dealt my life away. But now I'm an old man and gambling still, with a hanging in the morning on Hanging Hill. Oh, they'll hang me, they'll hang me. I'll be dead and gone. Oh, I wouldn't mind the hanging, but it's being dead so long. Oh, it's lying in the cold, cold ground, in the dark, in the wind, in the chill. Comes a being hung so high on the top of Hanging Hill.
Old song, now rather popular. John Riley.
Fair young maid, all in the garden. Strange young man came passing by. He said, fair maid, will you marry me? This then, sir, was her reply. Oh, no, kind sir, I cannot marry thee, for I've a love that's gone beyond the sea, and he's been gone now for 7 long years. Still no man shall marry me. But what if he's in some battle slain, or drowned in the deep salt sea? Or what if he's found some other love, and he and his love both married be? If he's in some battle slain, I will die before the moon is waned. And if he's grounded in the deep salt sea, I'll be true to his memory. And if he's found some other love, and he and his love both married be, I wish them well and happiness where they live across the sea. He took her then all in his arms, and he gave her kisses 1, 2, and 3. Said, weep no more, my own true love, I am your long lost John Riley. Said, weep no more, my own true love, I am your long lost John Riley.
B&T County Singers going to sing a lively one as a finale for this part of the program? Huh? You ready? All right. As a group, right quick.
Every different costume, or every island of Greece, has a different color. And his costume is representing Kalymnos. And his is representing Simi, and mine is Kalymnos.
And what does your dance mean?
It's just a fast folk dance that was done in old Greece, and they've carried it on into America now.
Thank you very much, Mo. You know, we can't have a Florida Folk Festival without a cracker. And we have the most special one there is. Tommy Walker is the world's champion junior whip cracking artist. He's been cracking the whip since he was 11 years old. He has his own leather and saddle shop, makes custom-made saddles and all other riding equipment, as well as performs and trains whip crackers. He has his best girl with him today, his mother. I give you Tommy Walker and his mom. They are from Jacksonville. Another unique treat, Skipper Lockett, like me, has been coming to the Folk Festival for a long time. He's one of the boatmen down at Rainbow Springs, and he does a traditional chant many, many times a day, extolling the wonders of Rainbow Springs, and he's so good at it that we wanted to share it with you. Skipper Lockett, and he told me he's retiring, and this is his successor that he's training. It's handed on in the oral tradition.
It's an honor and a pleasure to appear on your program today. And I would like to give a special thanks to Cousin Felton for the privilege. Now, this is my first trip here personally, and what I've seen I like very, very much. But through all loyalty, I must say, second to none, with the exception of Rainbow Springs. But however, a lot of folk are afraid to ride our submarine boats at Rainbow Springs because they think the whole boat submerges, but it doesn't. Here I hold a miniature of the actual boat. As you can see here, we have a little basement here below the water here. Now your water line comes up to here. Now you come aboard the boat from the front here, you walk down the deck to the back. You go down the steps at the back end, down into the basement that below the surface of the water. And here you look out of individual portholes. That each person has his own porthole, that he can see the beauties of nature down below the surface of the water. Now here, to my right, is the skipper himself, the man who, originated the Calypso chant, he calls it. In fact, he is the only person who brought it out. Now, it hasn't ever been written. So no one can do it like Skipper. So I give you Skipper, the man who will give you the chant that you will hear as you go down the Rainbow River, seeing the beauties of nature below the water. Skipper.
I'm glad to be here with you all again for the sixth time. I believe this making the sixth year. I've been appearing up here, but I wanted to give you his name. That's James Williams. He's the next one coming in behind me. That is, everybody believes that we'll do it, and I believe he's got me beat now. I really believe he's got me beat now, but I just ain't gonna let him do it. I don't want him to show me up. That's the reason I'm holding him back. And he's up with us today, and so he's introduced me, and so I'm glad to be here with you. I'm Skipper Lockett from Rainbow Springs, 4 miles north of Dunellen, on Highway 41. Which and why we sense people on up here say, don't miss your last attraction going north. That's Stephen Foster Memorial. Now, folks, when you come to us, this is what we get. Say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rainbow Spring. Rainbow Spring is one of Florida's most beautiful and scenic attractions. It's a beauty created beneath these waters made only by the hands of God. Through the porthole to this sub-type boat, just like that, picture after picture of underwater mystery unfold before your eyes and one that flashes across your mind. Now, Rainbow Spring is a dreamland. Rainbow is a wonderland. Rainbow Spring is just a lost world underwater, and it's known to be a giant. It upsurges from the depths of the earth. It flows 659 million gallons of Clear Creek water every 24 hours, which is enough water to supply most any large city, like Los Angeles, California, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Miami, Florida, but not enough for a place like New York City. All right now, folks, everybody wants to know why they call it Rainbow Spring, but if you look straight down the bottom of the river, you can see that dreamy sunlit landscape. On every blade of grass never rocks. The rainbow colors flash across the bottom. Then when you look out your left side porthole as far as your eyes can see. It looked like mountain, looked like valley, looked like green pasture. The fish looked like birds winging within the air. Ton looked like cattle roving in a forest. Every time you look up to the top surface of the water, it makes you think about the skies above. And then when you look through your right side porthole, under the big log there, you'll find that big bastard called Johnny L. Lewis. That's the fish that money can't buy. Men can't land him and women won't try. And then when you look through your right side portholes again, there you'll find where the water is upsurging from the depths of the earth, bringing the white sand up, laying it back on the rocks and the vegetation, and that's why they call it the tropical snowbank. And then when you look ahead of your boat, there you'll find that ghostly blue shad, that saltwater fish. That fish with a large, forky, V-shaped tail that flashed by your boat so fast it looked like a dark cloud clearing before a storm. Then just beyond that, there you'll find that leopard gar, that pre-exotic fish. The only fish living that's got gills and got human lungs. You got some of them run you 7 feet in length, 8 inches in diameter. And then we come to the spot where you'll find the fish talk to come up and meet you.